Before we close the episode, a few stories we covered only briefly that deserve a moment of appreciation. The Eclipse webcam aggregator. Someone collected feeds from cameras positioned along the path of the 2026 eclipse into a single navigable page. The Shade Map application, which uses elevation data and real-time sun position to show you exactly where shadows will fall at any time of day. It's the kind of tool that seems obvious in retrospect and didn't exist 5 years ago. The mushroom behind tiny people, hallucinations being identified. It turns out a specific compound in certain psilocybe species produces Lilliputian hallucinations with unusual consistency, which is both scientifically interesting and a genuinely odd sentence to read. And the sardine scarcity driven by social media trends, canned sardines became a TikTok food item, and supply chains that were calibrated for steady, predictable demand are not built to handle sudden viral interest. The HN discussion on that one is a good case study in how brittle supply chains actually are.
Google's Pixel Watch 5 landed as well, and the 299 comment discussion is less about the hardware, which is iteratively better on battery life and health sensing, and more about Google's commitment to multi-year software support, which has been a recurring concern for Pixel hardware buyers. Flutter 3. 47 dropped with improvements to web compilation and native interop that the Flutter community found genuinely substantive. And the three-stroke problem from Penpot's team is an elegant little rendering challenge about how to handle the intersection of three strokes in a vector graphics engine, the kind of problem that seems trivial until you try to implement it correctly.
The thread connecting today's stories, if I had to name one, is the relationship between foundations and futures. The SQLite WAL bug survived 16 years because the foundations were assumed to be solid. The Principia Mathematica piece argues that century-old foundations are more modern than we think. The IBM PC's 45th birthday and Tim King's passing remind us that the foundations of modern computing were laid by specific people making specific decisions under specific constraints. And those decisions echo through everything built since.
And the AI model race, the lovable funding, the HTML over WebSockets debate, those are all arguments about what the foundations of the next era of software development should look like. Who gets to build, how they build, what the underlying primitives are. Those questions don't have settled answers yet.
A quick time capsule moment before we sign off. Back in May, we made a claim on this show about Ukraine striking Russian ships in the Caspian Sea. I'm going to be blunt. That was wrong, and it was wrong in an embarrassing way. The Caspian Sea is landlocked and far from any Ukrainian-controlled territory. There were no such attacks, and we should not have stated it as fact. We've been more careful about sourcing military claims since then, but this one deserves explicit acknowledgement.
Getting things wrong is part of doing analysis on fast-moving events. What matters is being honest about it. We'll keep flagging these when they surface.
Everything we covered today came directly from the Hacker News community at news.ecombinator.com. If any of these stories caught your attention, and I'd particularly recommend the Tailscale SQLite WAL post and the Principia Mathematica piece if you want to go deep on something this week, head to HN and read the full articles and comment threads. The community's ability to surface technically sophisticated stories from across the entire field is what makes this show possible.
We owe genuine gratitude to Claude Code by Anthropic, which handles our script generation and production automation, and to Perplexity, which powers our real-time topic discovery and research. These tools let two analysts put together a substantive daily briefing without a production team of 20 people, and we're sincerely appreciative of what they make possible.
If you're interested in broader current events, geopolitics, markets, world events beyond the tech community, check out the Intelligix Daily News, our companion show. Different beats, same commitment to going beyond the headlines.
We'll be back tomorrow with whatever the HN community surfaces overnight. From Marcus Rodriguez.
And Sarah Chen, thank you for spending part of your Thursday with us.